This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM or online at joy.org.au/listen live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/globalsounds.
We're very privileged to have with us the elder statesmen, the grandfathers of Cuban music, who are appearing at the Bar at Buena Vista, which happens to occur this weekend at the Arts Centre Hamer Hall, Friday the 1st of May at 8 p.m. and Saturday the 2nd of May at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. And we have with us Reynaldo. Yeah. Papi, Rubicaba, and Xiomara. We've got Carlos translating for us tonight as well. And welcome to Joy 94.9. The first question I wanted to ask is, when one says Cuba, one thinks of cigars, rum, and music. And music seems to be inbred in the people from a very, very early age. Why is this?
Bueno, Reynaldo. Yo diría no, yo voy a decir que la...
Cuban music is only natural to Cubans, right? We are born with music. And Cuba, a small country, has been able to create so many rhythms like bolero, guaracha, son. And we are here with our show to bring this music, this and all these things to Europe and this time to Australia.
One gets the impression that music in Cuba is everywhere. On the streets, in the clubs. So, can you tell our listener why this is so? Amigo Rubicaba.
En Cuba, desde que se nace con la música.
We are born with music. So music is in every action we take in our lives. And now it's not only in Cuba, where you, as you say, you can find it everywhere in the country, but also internationally. You know, like everybody now knows about Cuban music. That's because of the way we are, because we live through it.
The Buena Vista, which in English I think means a good view or a fine view, is a barrio or neighborhood. Is that part of Havana?
Buena Vista eran un club.
Yeah, Buena Vista is a barrio in Havana. And on this barrio, there was a club in the old times, the Social Club Buena Vista, where people used to come on the weekends, you know, for a dance and to listen to music, to share with their friends. There was lots of fun in that place. And me, as a young musician, I perform at the Social Club Buena Vista.
Any of you actually live in Buena Vista?
Bueno.
Se llamaba.
Yo vivo cerca.
She says she lives in Maria now, which is a neighborhood that is next to Buena Vista.
Cerca de Buena Vista.
You mentioned the club before. I presume there were many bars in the Buena Vista area. Is the show actually based on a particular one, or is it sort of generic to the type of clubs that were there and the bars that were there?
Bueno, yo diría que en parte...
It deals, our show deals with the story behind the Social Club Buena Vista. I mean, this club where Papi used to play, where he was a young man. Personally, I didn't perform at that place, but, well, it's quite close to me, on me, all the reference I have.
Aunque tengo también mis años, pero lo vi y lo he visto mucho.
Papi plays the tres. Can you tell us a little bit about what the tres is for our listeners?
Sí, bueno, la guitarra tres.
The tres guitar is an adaptation of the Spanish guitar. It's the same six strings the Spanish guitar has, but arranged in three pairs of strings. It's an instrument. The tres guitar is an instrument that is typical to the countryside of Cuba. My father was a tres guitar player, and he was the one that taught me how to play the tres guitar.
I noticed that all the players, pianists, the tres players, and possibly the singers too, most of their family sort of go into that business. Is this passed on from parents or grandparents onto their children, and they feel that they've got to carry on the tradition?
Por ejemplo, yo tuve tres hijos y los tres hijos míos fueron músicos. En mi casa siempre había música.
Robert Cava says he comes from a long-standing history of musicians. You know, everybody in his family, his great-grandfather, grandfather, but especially his father created a school. He was a music professor, and he created a school of music. So Robert Cava himself became a musician. He can play the saxophone, the violin, the piano,
and the flute.
And his sons, his three sons, two can play the piano, and one of them plays the bass. So what he says is that his house was, you could hear music all day, you know, whether sax, whether drums or piano, it was all about music.
Estudiaron con mi padre la música. Y yo empecé desde muy pequeño, desde los 8 años empecé a dar clases con él. Hasta ahora, estoy dando que hacer con la música.
I was listening to some of your piano playing yesterday on various records. I thought it was great. And I did notice that I think it's your son and some of the other family also play as well. So I thought I'd ask that question.
Gonzalito. Yeah.
His son's name is Gonzalo, Gonzalito Rubalcaba. Mm-hmm. He's a quite renowned pianist internationally.
Cubans, particularly those performing the type of music you do, and presumably other types of music as well, they seem to have a great longevity. Why is this so? Is it the climate, the pace of life, or the rhythm in you? And perhaps we should ask Ronaldo.
Pico, como dije anteriormente, es cuestión de la naturaleza. La naturaleza no ha adoptado a nosotros una virtud.
Reynaldo says that maybe it has to do with the music, but he believes deep inside that it all has to do with God and this God-given gift of being able to grow old, you know, like really old. If there is a connection, he feels that connection is associated with the passion, you know, with all the power that music brings in and out of him.
Some other people might argue it's the cigars and the rum.
Es posible.
Since the problem with smoking is maybe related more to cigarettes than to cigars, because at the end of the day, they should stop manufacturing cigarettes. But personally, he's been smoking cigars since the age of 14, and his lungs are okay, and he feels quite strong and happy about it.
And he started singing, I believe, for cigar and rum manufacturers, didn't he, when he was a young child?
No, yo nunca tuve que ver nada con eso de propagandista de tabaco ni de.
Well, no, I never had anything to do with cigar manufacturers or rum manufacturers, but what it can tell you is that I started singing in the shower like everybody else, except that I made a career out of it, you know, and I started singing at a very young age, 14. But well, I had to learn a couple of trades, so I became a baker, I became a carpenter, and finally I was trained as a train driver, you know, which is what I did for 37 years. But I always had two jobs, you know, I had my trade, whether a carpenter or as a train driver, and I would also sing with my band on the weekends, you know, and that's how I kept the two things going.
Y hacía mi concierto, volví al ferrocarril y esta es mi vida. Principalmente la música, me gusta mucho.
Siomara, I wanted to ask you a question. You've toured extensively around the world and you've performed with, I believe, Compay Segundo, Maestro Rubalcaba here, and Pia Leiva. Which countries did you like visiting the most and who did you prefer to perform with?
Ahora sí me he puesto un aprieto.
Well, that's a good question.
Bueno, es que
Cuban music is welcome almost everywhere we go, you know, and I love traveling. So, to be honest, any country I go to, whether it is Germany or Holland or Austria or now Australia, you know, I feel happy there, you know, in any country where Cuban music is welcome.
No puedo decirte que, por ejemplo, me gusta mucho venir a Australia.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank you all for coming to Global Sounds at Joy 94.9. Have a great tour whilst in Australia.
Thank you very much.
And a great show in Melbourne on Friday and Saturday. And
thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
The Bar of Buena Vista, the grandfathers of Cuban music, a cocktail of Cuban music and dance, will be appearing at the Arts Centre, Hamer Hall, Friday the 1st of May at 8 p.m. and Saturday the 2nd of May at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Thank you very much for coming in.
Muchas gracias a usted y un saludo siempre para todos los australianos.
Our greetings, our warm greetings to Melbourne and Australia. Gracias.
This is the podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/global-sounds.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.